You're listening to Idaho Matters. A gap year is time some students take away from the college classroom to volunteer, maybe find themselves, and generally prepare for the higher education experience. Last fall, Boise State pioneered a structured gap year to help retain students during the pandemic. Troy Oppy reports on the pilot program, which could have lifelong beyond COVID-19.
Just before the pandemic hit, 23-year-old Boise State student Autumn Lay hit a rough patch on her way to a degree.
I was taking classes that I enjoyed instead of classes that I had to take because I was starting to stray away from the mechanical engineering.
Remote learning made things harder, and Lay realized the academic path she'd planned wasn't a good fit for her.
And so then I was like, all right, I'm not going back in the fall.
She didn't want to quit altogether, but wasn't sure how or what to pivot to. It's a more common story than you might think. Studies show about 1/3 of students leave their 2 or 4 year college without graduating. Some do come back. A National Student Clearinghouse survey found 13% in 2014 had re-enrolled by 5 years later. Last year, educators worried the pandemic could turn students off from higher education for good.
Students persist in college because of relationships.
Megan Gams works at Boise State's Institute for Inclusive and Transformative Scholarship. She's a faculty mentor in the Bronco Gap Year pilot program, which started last fall. It offers structured exploration, mentorship, and a campus connection, all for a fraction of regular tuition.
It's an opportunity to take a breather, right? To take a break, to really focus yourself and figure out what it is that you want to do to best optimize your time at Boise State.
Each student works with a faculty mentor, academic advisor, coach, and a career counselor to help guide the journey. There are peer mentors in the program as well, like current sophomore Abby Taylor.
My conversations mostly are like, hi, like, how can I be here to support you? And I facilitate more of that like friend conversation of like, I want you to feel like you're fitting in. I want you to feel like you have someone who's rooting you on.
For Lay, who works full time at a local precious metals dealer, the program's structure was critical.
I'm in contact with career advisors and counselors, and I have my mentors as well. And without them, I don't think I would have been as successful during this last year.
The Bronco Gap Year program started with almost 20 students. Program Director Kelly Myers says their feedback immediately made the experience better.
We learned quickly that part of why they wanted a gap year was because they wanted just a sort of larger landscape to explore and not a specific sort of themed program. To give them space to explore, but within parameters, you know, so that it's not that just wide open space of possibility, where do I begin, but pretty clear pathways with regular check-ins.
By the start of the spring semester, the program had doubled in size. Nearly every participant, a recent student who had to leave campus due to academic or other challenges.
It's academic fine-tuning for the students who have been at Boise State, or kind of a reorientation.
A more purposeful approach than what most people would identify as a gap year. Students have a term project or portfolio and earn college credit. Director Myers says the program's strong first year has piqued the interest of other universities.
Now Louisiana Tech is going to launch the Bronco Gap Year model there this summer. They're talking to people at the University of Cincinnati who are also interested.
She says the secret sauce of the program's success so far is the wraparound support from advisors, mentors, coaches, and fellow students. Those perspectives made the difference for Lay.
I talked with both my advisor and my career advisor, my career counselor, and both of them just really helped to open up my eyes of what I actually want in like a workplace and how I am as a person.
Lay still has work to do to finish the semester, but says she'll likely re-enroll, at least part-time, this fall. Expanding the program and retaining that extensive hands-on guidance that's been so successful would require more resources. The pilot program will continue this fall. Myers says in the future, it could also be an important low-cost on-ramp to kids from underserved areas who might not otherwise consider going to college at all. Troy Oppy, Boise State Public Radio News.
And Troy is joining us now to talk a little bit more about this. Troy, it's interesting. This program seems born, you know, of the pandemic as a way to keep incoming student retention up, yet it sounds like it's provided the most impact for students wanting a way back to school.
Yeah, and that was a pretty quick change. The program started with, this idea behind the scenes last summer, and they didn't have a ton of student feedback right away as they were developing the program. And then when they got into the fall semester and kind of realized who their students were, where that interest was coming from, and they talked more to those students about, hey, is this idea working? What if we change some things here? The program actually evolved fairly quickly from its implementation last fall, and to serve those students that, you know, had to walk away for whatever reason, wanted to come back but couldn't jump back in with both feet immediately. It's sort of this, you heard me use the phrase on-ramp there at the end, mm-hmm. but it's a nice, soft re-entry into the collegiate lifestyle for these students who, the one thing that they all seem to have in common was they all had to hold full-time jobs to make ends meet. And, so managing that schedule and this particular program has seemed to be a good fit for that type of student.
You know, it's interesting when I think about a gap year, Troy, I think of, Europe, right? Because it did seem to be much more popular and common in Europe.
Right. But I'm going to find myself.
Also, I'm going to find myself. But also that you have to be affluent to do this. And maybe that doesn't seem to be the case with Boise State being on the leading edge of what they're doing.
Yeah, and it's different what Boise State is doing, and that's, there are dozens of colleges across the country that kind of promote this gap year thing, and
right,
the early ones were Yale, Princeton, the affluency, absolutely.
The affluent ones, yeah.
Yeah, the affluent ones, and it's, go and volunteer and learn about yourself. But there was no real structured academic component to it. It was just, they encouraged it to better orient their students for adult life, which that's fine. And Boise State's approach is really to maintain a connection to campus, to capture some of those students that during the pandemic didn't think college would be a good fit for them or worth the cost, and really put some guardrails in place to allow people to use it purposefully and move forward instead of just this abstract idea of, oh, I learned a little bit about myself and I helped some other people along the way.
Okay, I have less than a minute left. What surprised you about this story?
I did not realize how many students start college and bail out. Many of them do come back, as you heard in the story, but it's roughly around a third of students that start school walk away at some point, and that honestly surprised me.
Well, I appreciate the reporting, as always. Our own Troy Oppy has been joining us for this segment. Troy, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters today. Appreciate your time as well. And remember, our medical experts will be joining us tomorrow. So if you have questions for them in regards to COVID, whether it's about the vaccine, anything maybe about schools reopening, whatever questions you may have, send them to us, idahomatters@boisestate.edu. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you back here tomorrow.